Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
That's my girl.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Cry for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel, was it time for me to slap? So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it gets, just to be
me. We hustle all day, it's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Sometimes I'm like legit, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing be getting back to the money. Bank account so conceited, full of big head honey. She keep her hair done,
check.
Her nails done,
check.
Gucci Louis Prada Birkin bag on deck. You'll never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. It's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with Beth. It's a great morning. I wish you and yours a blessed day and a blessed weekend. Wow, wow, wow. Well, today's topic is the importance of consistent, proper exercise and healthy eating habits. So I just want to tell you right now not to hesitate, but ask you not to hesitate to call and to share some of your healthy eating and exercise tips at 1-714-409-0614. Again, do not hesitate to call 409-0614 to share some of your, effective exercise tips and awesome eating tips, healthy eating. Even the healthiest of us, and, you know, like improvement on the do's and don'ts of information on the do's and don'ts on what to eat and what not to eat. I happen to be part of a community where several of my friends like to eat healthy, but then also at the same time, they like to eat junk food. I am friends with vegans to people who do not touch not one vegetable or one fruit. So I just wanted to let you know right now at the beginning of the show what today's topic is. But if you are a fellow Twitterer, you know the topic, and Facebook. And I'm Tumblr now, so I've been pretty active on Tumblr. I've been on there for about a week. So do not hesitate to message me and to call me this morning to say hi and to discuss how you start off your day or end your day regarding to eating healthy and exercise. Something to think about. When are your favorite times to really exercise? Or have you realized when is the best time for you to exercise? You know, I don't know if I really have a favorite time. I guess the a.m. I think it's good to start your day off with exercising. Really, I do not go a day without stretching. If I don't do any type of exercise, I do stretches and basic exercises. But and so that's something that we all can do. At least stretch daily and at least do a couple of your basic exercises. I still do exercises that I learned in grade school when I was a little girl, like exercising and like jumping jacks and push ups and I won't fear to say I've been doing any push ups because I haven't been doing any push ups, but I need to do some push ups because push ups are one of my favorite. The push ups for ladies and the push ups for men. I mean, it really works your entire body, especially your upper body. But I just want to let you know from the beginning that the topic of the day is to discuss the importance of proper exercise and healthy eating habit tips. I will share with you some advice and tips that I've learned just throughout my life from my early days to present, and some advice that I had learned when I was at studying sales and marketing, distributive technology, and sales and marketing, specializing in fashion merchandising, design, and retail management. I'll share some information that I learned in my fashion modeling class. My instructor at the time was Barbara Mayo, and she shared some vital information with the class, and I continued to share it with my friends and colleagues throughout the years, and that was more than 20 years ago. So later on in the show, I'll share that info. But I just want to share that so you can go ahead and decide to call or not. But thank you for your messages and your emails and communicating and networking with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Wow, I get some awesome videos from you guys on YouTube. And especially some of my friends on YouTube definitely should call in the near future and share fitness and exercise tips and eating habits, because I am friends with some awesome YouTube people. Wow. And I do my best to share my friends who send me videos. I do my best to retweet and post on all of my social networking sites and to recommend you guys to add them to your friend list, because and people who just like to motivate and encourage, and to, you know, we all have our ups and downs on a daily basis, but it's important to think about our health, number one, because like Donna Ross told Oprah in that interview a couple months ago, you know, she puts her health, God and health, are at the top of her list, and her family, because without our health, I mean, there's no us. And so it's important for us to take care of our health, and that's why proper exercise and eating healthier is important. And so that's a good topic for today's show, the importance of proper exercise and eating habits. But I will go ahead, well, really, I believe I'll just go ahead and, well, I want to go ahead and congratulate the Mavs, but then I'll start talking sports if I just visit the topic of sports. But let's congratulate the Dallas Mavs. And, again, all the teams, the Thunder, they played an awesome game. I told you all from the beginning, if Dallas didn't play the way they played, play to win, I mean, they Thunder really had a chance also, because those guys are good, their coach is good, and so on. So I congratulate all four of the teams that competed in their conferences, Eastern and Western, but I must congratulate those champions, the Dallas Mavs. Not only are they the Western Conference champs, but they are advancing to compete on the within the NBA Finals, and prayerfully and hopefully, because they're my number one team. I love Miami and I love Chicago. They're in my top 10, top 5 of favorite teams, but still Dallas. I've been with the Dallas Cowboys and Mavericks and Saints and Hornets since the very beginning. I mean, I supported the Mavericks pre-Mark Cuban. But then, amazingly, ever since he became the owner, since 2000, that team has definitely had perfect stats. You all cannot deny the facts that they've had perfect stats since 2000 consecutively. So, but the championship, the NBA Finals, is a yearly thing. So it's based on what a team is doing right now. So I just commend all teams involved, and best wishes to Miami and to Chicago, which I love both of those teams 100%, and I have nothing bad to say about those teams also. But I know one thing. This is sports entertainment to the fullest, you know? I got to shout out the NFL also. But back to the topic, because I've realized, and I'm sure you've realized also, that I only have a 30-minute show. So it's important to utilize 30 minutes as effectively as possible. What is going on with me? I am just tongue-tied. So it is important for us to utilize this 30 minutes the best as possible. And, you know, every show has a topic, but then at the same time, we discuss other topics, the hot topics of the day, what's going on, you know? So we're going to go ahead and discuss some important proper exercise and healthy eating habit tips. And I've tweeted and reposted and posted several tips and articles, even past notes, Facebook notes of mine, and tips and articles of mine from the past on my Facebook page, and I've tweeted and retweeted vital information, including some of my own advice also, because usually the topics are topics that I need to listen to and take also. So I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. You know, when people say, what is it? You know, listen to your preach or whatever. Let me move on because I can't get it right. It'll come to me, though. But I guess I'm just excited. And congratulations to the LA Lakers and Mike Brown for reaching an agreement for Mike Brown to become the LA Lakers' new coach. So congratulations to those. And also a big thank you and a big shout out to the 13,934 supporters of mine who have viewed my profile, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock Entertainment, -Beth. I thank you very much for your support, and I look forward to a great relationship with you all. But I want to talk about how to start a healthy weight management program. Like I've told you all before, most of my adult life, I was able to maintain a 4 to 6 size. You know, I've always been petite and wore sizes 4 and 6. Right now, I wear a 8. An 8. I would love to get down to a comfortable size 6. I have broad shoulders in anyway. But, so it's not like I'm telling you something and then I'm not also attempting to do the same thing. As a matter of fact, some of the tips that I've shared and articles that I researched that I posted are about topics of, you know, we all have started, you know, weight loss or weight management programs or began consistently exercising and then all of a sudden fall off the wagon. So I posted tips and articles also and tweeted about the secrets of how to stay consistent and to continue and not to give up on particular exercise programs. Especially those that they only work if you stick to them, you know. So, you know, sometimes people can say, well, I tried that before, but it didn't work. Well, you know, the question and reply is, did you stick to that program? Yeah. I mean, everything's not for everybody, but did you? There's a reason why some programs don't work because we don't stay committed. So one thing that I've learned from personal experience and what I have studied doing my research for this program is commitment is number one. To be committed to a to live a healthier and a happier life. If we're healthier, we're definitely happier. Because there's something about exercise, and I know I'm not alone. When you exercise, you just feel that adrenaline flow. It does something. I must invite a psychologist or someone on to discuss the effects of exercise and how it changes our perspective on our daily lives and just does something. I mean, you know, you ever been sad and then exercise and then after your exercise you are, like, happy? It's something about exercise that is very encouraging. But I want to share with you how to start a healthy weight management program. And now these are from, this is my advice and advice that I've learned. So shout out to my former fashion modeling teacher at Hines Community College in Raymond, Mississippi, and so on. Number one, make sure it's the right diet, the right food plan. In other words, when you start a healthy weight management program, make sure that it's realistic and that it's right for you. You know, make sure it includes foods that you like and you know are healthy for you. Don't start something that you know is not right for you. We all know when something's right or not. Number two, we always must consult with a doctor, a medical professional, in other words, when we're planning to lose weight, especially if we're planning to lose more than like 15 or 20 pounds. Three, it's very difficult. It's impossible to really effectively lose weight or manage your weight if you're experiencing something, going through a stressful time. So don't pick an impossible stressful time. Like, for example, during the holidays, if you know you're working on a big important term paper, exams, or you're working on a work project, have deadlines at work, if you think you can juggle that, then go for it. But don't pick an impossible, stressful time to decide to do your to really start a healthy weight management plan. But really, I have been thinking. I know many of you also. I mean, it's important not to procrastinate to live a healthier and happier life. There are little baby steps that we can always do. If it's including to eat less sugar, That's one of my vices. I love, you know, sugar, sweet stuff. I love spicy stuff, but sugar. And we all know that sugar and white food, most white foods are fattening if we eat too much of it. You know, white breads and white rices and so on. So it's important to just, you know, to make a little small adjustment in your life, and maybe to replace certain foods with healthier foods, and to eat less of certain items. Like for me, sugar. I mean, for some other people, less salt. You know, those are small steps to living a healthier and happier life. And then in exercise, maybe, you always hear this, maybe part farther or walk farther from an entrance if it's at your job or shopping or so on. Or maybe, you know, take a walk around your block or go for a jog or so on. Or just start doing some basic favorite exercises of yours. Just small changes make a difference, and then that can help you start making good habits. Okay, and four, don't just jump into it. Plan it. Plan your healthier routine, your program, the foods you would eat, the times you will exercise, and I always experience this. Eat slowly. Chew your food. Really. And when you do that, I've noticed personally that you fill up faster. Or you have the perception that you're filled up. Eat in courses. 7, wait a little while before you begin on your desserts. Wait like 5 minutes before you start eating your desserts. 8, eat everything that you're supposed to eat. When you eat everything that you're supposed to eat, that helps us from eating unhealthy. But, you know, eat all the healthy foods on your plate that you served or whatever that you're supposed to eat, then that'll help you from, like, not anxiously probably running to eat something that's not healthy for you. I'm not saying, it's, you know, you shouldn't eat that favorite snack, but if you eat what you're supposed to eat, then you'll have little room for something that you shouldn't overeat at. 9, don't eat while watching TV. I can't really tell you that because I do eat while I watch TV, but that's an important tip. Now focus on your food and eat your food and drink healthy fluids, your water and so on. Pay close attention to every bite you eat. It's good to have a dieter's, a weight manager survivor kit. That includes a calorie counter. I like counting calories, but you know what? I'm not good at counting calories. Some personal trainers, though, have told me that it's not really important, but then some base their weight loss programs on counting calories. But I'm good at counting calories, and then I'm not good at counting calories. So I guess it's all on being committed to really paying attention to how many calories you intake on a daily basis and the food that you eat. I mean, when I hear that certain foods have more calories based on other foods, that really gets my attention, you know. It's important to have a supply of low-calorie beverages, you know, healthy beverages, like Ensure and Gatorade and just whatever is your favorite. Sweet and low equals Splenda. I have a lot of those. I love Splenda. Splenda's so good. And then also, it's good to have 3x5 carts with your health plan written on them. Just something quick and easy for you to have access to. You can keep in your wallet, in your pocket, in your briefcase, in your purse, you know, with your health plan. Jot it down so you can make a quick reference. And then, you know, in your phone, you know, on your BlackBerry or on your cell phone, something that you can easily have access to. And also a real good supply of herbs and spices. You know, the spice up that I love herbs and spices anyway. And weigh yourself regularly. It's important to know that. I haven't weighed myself in a while. I need to get a new scale. I need to drop by the gym also. So shout out to Anytime Fitness on I-55. Keep your protein level high. Fill up. You can fill up on protein. Proteins do not turn into fat. That's what I've learned and always been told. And a very important tip, this is a tip that I love, stop eating while you're hungry. Now, that's one thing why I love the weight loss program, Sensa. Sensa, which, you know, you've seen Patty Stanger of Bravo TV's Millionaire Matchmaker, that's how she lost weight, eating Sensa. When you sprinkle Sensa on your food, it for some reason it stops your desire to want to overeat. So that's one thing I like about Sensa. I mean, I've used Sensa, and I like it, you know. I do my best not to overdo it on any exercise program or whatever. But also, visit these personal trainer websites, dynasty8.com, that's Tomahawk, actor, martial artist, teacher. That's his website. Visit JillianMichaels.com. I love her products. Now, the show is beginning to, will not be streaming online in a few minutes, but you can visit, you can listen to a repeat of the show in the archives. Just visit my profile and you can listen then to the show in its entirety. The show is not on now, it's not streaming, but it's on. So you can listen to the show in its entirety. But again, Jillian Michaels' website is awesome. Wow, she has an awesome, and there's awesome books that you can read also. And there are books, periodicals that you should read, like Whole Living, Martha Stewart's book, Weight Watchers. I'm not on a Weight Watchers program, but I do subscribe to Weight Watchers, the magazine, and they provide excellent advice. And you see Jennifer Hudson, she looks great. So I should begin concluding the show. And so thank you very much for tuning in. Those were tips. I didn't know that it was going to, I thought my tips would be brief, but my show should be in segments, like 5-10 minute segments. But we have so much like breaking news and important news that we need to get to, where it seems to exceed my time limit. So that's something that I need to work on, is getting the most information, providing the most info, and also providing time for you all to call in within a 30-minute duration. So I must congratulate Scotty for becoming the new 2011 American Idol. Shout out to Ryan Seacrest and all the judges and producers and everyone associated with American Idol. I mean, that show was so awesome last night. And was Oprah's finale show, was that show not awesome also? I did watch that show, and it was fantastic. But I'm looking forward to her new show, which will be premiering in January on her network OWN. No, I guess it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning, because her own show on her own network, I mean, the sky is definitely the limit now. So I'll talk with you all next time. It's Memorial Day weekend, and so tomorrow's show is about Memorial Day. I love patriotic holidays, so call in and tell me Happy Memorial Day. And also the show is dedicated to the life of my brother who passed away in 83 when I was 14 and he was 23. Speaking of health, he had passed away from a cerebral hemorrhage stroke, the same type of stroke that Brian Michaels recovered from, but he was age 23. They said the cause of death at the time was hypertension, and we know what hypertension is, high blood pressure and caused by stress and so on. So he was healthy, able-bodied, happy-go-lucky guy at age 23. So it's important for, very important for all of us at all ages to take care of our health. We could be a picture of health, but still have ill health issues. So it's important for us to do our best to prevent drastic and even simple things, because simple things can turn into, you know, can get worse. So it's important for us to live a healthy and happy life the best as possible. So I thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you all tomorrow morning in the a.m. The show is scheduled for 5:30 a.m. daily, Monday through Friday, with weekend show instead of the Thursday night show, because I can book a show only once a day, but then also the weekend show will be more so a fun show to recap, preview, and review what's hot in beauty, entertainment, and fashion, and hot topics. So thank you very much, and visit my page and look at the topics of the future shows that I have scheduled also. Okay? Well, thank you, and God bless. I just can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart. I know some of you are saying, okay, you're welcome. But I thank you very much for your support, and I'll talk with you on my profile. Feel free to call me also. My number is provided, and then also on Facebook and Tumblr and Twitter and LinkedIn, YouTube, and so on. So shout out to all my online friends and my real friends, and love you very much. God bless, and let's continue to support one another and encourage one another to live fit and healthier lives. And again, also, friend Marcus Patrick and his wife, Alisa, they are vegans, but then also you don't have to be a vegan to network with them, because they share, he's a martial artist also, they share awesome exercise, health, and fitness tips. Hopefully I get them on the show one day in the near future to share how, because they eat raw foods, the effects of eating raw foods and eating more vegetables and the proper exercise, okay? So if you're on Facebook, be sure to friend them, send them a friend request, tell them that I sent you. Okay, well, God bless, and thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, until next time.
That's my girl.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Cried for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel, was it time for me to slap? So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it is, just to be me. Get a cash home, bringing the cash from, no matter what.
what you give us, bet it don't last long. Any chance you get, she'll holler back.
Don't be surprised if she hits with a cash
app. And take her to the mall, baby, need the Gucci bag. She ain't cheap at all, you can tell by the Gucci tag. Up all the liquor sad, just throw it in the bag. Homie went all that when you was trying to get some ass.
So we gon' be alright. We make this money like Bonnie and Clyde. And I won't ride for her till the day I die. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Oh, baby.
She's my girl.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
She's my girl.
My girl, yep, that's my boo, but sometimes I'm like legit, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing, we getting back to the money, bank account so conceited, full of big head, honey, she keep her hair done, check, her nails done, check, Gucci, Louis, Prada, Birkin bag on deck, you will never find another, you can search the whole world, that's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. Still alive, she understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Again, thanks for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with me, yours truly, Beth. I appreciate your feedback and your continued support. And again, that was music from Affiliated Music featuring Recognition, That's My Girl. Okay, happy Memorial Day weekend. And until next time, Friday and in between time, Friday morning, during a Memorial Day show, the topic will be Memorial Day, reasons why we love Memorial Day weekend. I mean, it's a patriotic holiday, and I love the fact that it's a holiday created to recognize those who have lost their lives in the American wars and have served in America's military forces. Okay, and it's just a time to appreciate the red, white, and blue. Also, another one I've awesome red, white, and blue holidays. So God bless you, and until next time, and what's up? Again, let's celebrate and remember the reason why Memorial Day exists. That's what's up. God bless.